Cain says the sequester can be avoided if Congress implements his compromise proposal to end the Bush-era tax cuts for every dollar earned over $500,000. Coupled with allowing the federal government to negotiate for prescription drug pricing and ending tax subsidies for the five largest oil companies.
You do those things, then instead of trying to find $1 trillion in savings, you get down to $230 billion over 10 years. That's very manageable by year end. As part of a short-term deal, I think if the Republicans, for example, move to that position, we could accept it. I think you'd have a deal like that. To me, that just seems like a very workable compromise between now and December 31.
The former governor says the largest obstacle toward compromise remains the Republicans' pledge to Grover Norquist not to raise any taxes under any circumstances. He says he's been pleased to see several prominent GOP lawmakers distance themselves from the pledge over the past week. Craig Carper, WCVE News.